Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Volume.
It's Snaps, presented by FanDuel. Football season is here, and there's no better place to get in on that action than FanDuel. But why, T-Bob? Why? Well, let me tell you, okay? First off, the app is safe, secure, it's easy to use, okay? FanDuel always has these great exclusive offers where you can get juice, win a little more. When you win, you'll get paid fast, no waiting, no BS. And they got a ton of ways to play, man. Spread, money line, over, unders, totals, props, same game, parlays, everything. Live betting. If you get to the show late, it doesn't matter. Just live bet it. They also have the teasingly vague same game parlay. Plus, I don't think it's a streaming service, but there's only one way to find out. It's by downloading the FanDuel Sportsbook app today, promo code SNAPS, and make every moment more this football season. Yo, what's happening, y'all? What's going on? Welcome in to a brand new edition of SNAPS. We are live here on the Volume Sports YouTube channel every single day, Monday. Well, I guess, you know, Monday through Thursday, we're live, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central every day, Monday through Thursday. Friday, we give you our best bets. Saturday, we give you Snaps After Dark. If it seems like I'm in a good mood, I am. The weather's fantastic. We have a beautiful weekend of college football ahead of us. And my God, look at how good QB1 looks right now. So spiffy in his suit. He's at the lake with the fam. Why? He's not on vacation. He's working. Aaron Murray, you're getting ready to call a college football game here in like a few minutes.
Not a few minutes, a few hours. If I was about to call a college football game in a few minutes, we'd be in trouble. No, I do apologize. Well, Snaps will be a tad bit shorter today because I got to get my butt to Columbia, South Carolina to call tonight's game. South Carolina versus South Carolina State got changed up because of the weather, the hurricane. Once again, our listeners down in Florida, I hope everyone is staying safe and good down there. But yeah, a little bit of mix-up. Game was supposed to be on Saturday, moved it to tonight. So in and out of Snaps. And if you're bored tonight and you want to watch a little NFL, tune in SEC Network and check your boy out.
Yeah, man. So check out SEC Network tonight. We'll definitely do that. Be bouncing back and forth. I got a lot I feel like watching tonight. I mean, I still got to catch up on Andor. This NFL game seems great. Mm-hmm. And I do want to see South Carolina and Rattler Company and how they're going to look. Yeah, so check it out. So on today's show, we do this every Thursday, okay? Friday, we give you our best bets. Snaps After Dark is on Saturday. On Thursdays, we break down the top five games of the college football weekend. And Aaron, we got some bangers coming up this weekend, as evidenced by the fact that the number five game on this list, first off, I want to give a real quick shout out to Kansas, Iowa State. Iowa State visiting Kansas. That's not on the list, but I am very intrigued to that game. Vegas still trailing Kansas. Still no respect for the Jayhawks as Iowa State after getting their butts kicked by Baylor and are as the favorite. So whatever, I'm very interested in that game, but it ain't as good as number five, Texas A&M at Mississippi State. Aaron, this is a tough one, as we'll get into. What are your kind of surface level thoughts when it comes to the Bulldogs and the Aggies?
Oh, well, my first thought is, do they have a receivers? I mean, it's Evan Stewart. It's going to be the Evan Stewart show there. And it goes back to the bigger picture, the bigger question of, you know, when is Jimbo going to evolve? You can't line up and just play static football. Like, you know, back in 2010, 2011, we had A.J. Green. I could just line up A.J. Green, 3-by-1, A.J., you're going to play the X. 2-by-2, you're going to play the Z. And it didn't matter. Like, we didn't have to motion and shift and move AJ around. He was just better. And I could just go one-on-one with him all day long, and he's going to go out there and make plays. I'm sorry, A&M, but it was a you want to talk about breaking in as a freshman? That was a damn good feeling. But A&M, you don't have that guy. Like, you don't have that talent right now, which is still a little bit mind-boggling to me that he's recruited so well, yet we haven't seen that trickle to the receivers there for the Aggies. So if you don't have that kind of talent, Anais is out for the season. You need to evolve. Motion, shift, condensed sets, mixing it up with guys in different places within the formation. I think he's going to have to be a lot more creative, but you kind of are who you are. You know, we always say like it's you can't really teach an old dog new tricks, and it doesn't seem like Jimbo wants to learn any new tricks, and that's a problem right now. So this offense will continue to be stagnant. I like Mississippi State on the defensive side of the football. I think their run defense, they're big, thick, and physical up front, should be able to slow down A-Chain. So I worry about the Aggies scoring. But then flip it over, man. A&M's got a great defense. That 3-2-6, six very talented back-end defenders against this air raid offense, I think matches up well for A&M and being able to slow down, you know, Will Rogers and I would say some really talented receivers, probably the most talented receiving core that we've seen at Mississippi State ever. So it's going to be a defensive struggle. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. Make sure you check out tomorrow's segment. Maybe a little over under thought on where you should put your money.
I love that as a tease, because you're like, I think it's going to be a low scoring game. Listen to tomorrow here.
But I may
over
trick
or
you.
The under.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to zig where they aggied. Look, man, A&M's got to be one of the weirdest teams on the planet, right? Back-to-back ranked wins, and yet they are still underdogs to Mississippi State. Now, I get it. They're going to Starkville. Starkville's a weird place to play, cowbells and all of that. But it's weird. So back-to-back ranked wins, and yet Vegas doesn't like him. The S&P Plus doesn't like him either. Mississippi State currently 17 in Connolly's rankings, A&M 22. And it also bears this year's game some shocking similarities to last year's game, where Mississippi State was unranked. They were 2-2, having lost two SEC games in a row, actually. A&M, on the other hand, was 3-1. They were ranked 15. Well, State ends up winning that game 26-22. How they won that game, Aaron? Zach Calzada's stats for A&M last year feel exactly like what you can maybe expect out of Max Johnson, maybe a little bit better. He threw 135 yards touchdown. But Will Rogers last year went 46 of 59 for 408 and three scores. I do not believe the Mississippi State will be able to run the ball on A&M. Do you think Will Rogers can put up those type of numbers again?
No, and once again, it's with DJ Durkin there at DC for A&M, it's a little bit different when it comes to the scheme and what they're running. Once again, it's more fair. DBs and versus this offense, what do you want? You want more DBs, you want more skill in the field, and they're going to try to essentially keep everything in front. You're going to see a lot of cloud coverage or double cloud, two high safeties, it almost turns into like two Tampa. You'll get a middle of the field safety as well. And Will Rogers does a great job. Like, man, my man's not afraid to dink and dunk. And then once a defense kind of comes up and some man, he'll take a shot. But you know, it's going to be a very much, once again, dink, dunk, get the first down, get 5 yards, you know, get it to the back, which goes back to what we've kind of are still trying to figure out. Does that speed up the game? Does it slow the game? Whatever. I think it's going to shorten the game up. Less possessions for everyone. So less possessions mean less points. Going back to make sure you tune in tomorrow for our over under to figure out what exactly I'm going to pick. But I do think he'll be able to put up some good stats. You know, the thing that worries me this year with Mississippi State, you know, you lose a top tackle to the NFL draft last year, and it's evident right now. Like the tackles they have at the moment were exposed versus LSU, were a little bit exposed last week at times versus a lesser opponent, and I think they can get exposed again this week versus A&M. That's my biggest worry. Like receivers, quarterback, great, but if you can't protect them, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so I think here's how I would sum up. The thing that I am worried about, if I'm Mississippi State fan, because I actually like a lot about State here, the only thing I'm worried about is I still don't love the Max Johnson angle. The dude is a gamer. As we said earlier this week, he's not good enough to fix the A&M offense, but he does make it better, and it's not they're going to score a lot of points, but he does have a knack for finding the plays that need to be made in order to win the game. And look, if A&M's defense is going to be that good, and I think they are, right? They've been I still can't fully figure out what went wrong in that App State game. I think this is a very good defense. They have to try to do the same thing that LSU did against Rodgers. Rodgers threw for 450, five touchdowns against Memphis, 313, four touchdowns against Arizona, 409, six touchdowns against Bowling Green, just 214, one TD against LSU. One key stat here, Aaron. Mississippi State leads the SEC. 33 minutes time of possession per game. A&M dead last at 24 minutes. So this will feel like a game, I believe, where Mississippi State feels like it's in control the whole time. But A&M and Max Johnson, watch out for them to make the plays at the end. Who wins the game? No spread. Who wins the game?
Who wins the game? Make sure you tune in tomorrow for spreads. Who wins the game? I think Mississippi State wins the game. I still am a believer that Mississippi State has a chance to be the second best team, even losing LSU on the road a couple weeks ago. So has a chance to be that second best team in the West. So I like them at home.
Yeah, I think, I think they are the more complete team. And they have a much, much better quarterback situation. Next up on this list, Alabama at Arkansas. And you may say, how does this get on here? 17.5. Well, first off, it was a fantastic game last year. When I look at this game, look, I think that Bama wins. I think, though, to me, the biggest thing about this game is how they win. Like, after the Texas game, Texas-Alabama, I'm talking about, of course, and then Texas-Tech's subsequent win last week over Texas, Alabama needs a statement here. Like, I would describe this game as a fact-finding mission on the Tide. How good is Alabama's O-line? It was their biggest weakness last year. Arkansas leads the nation in sacks. They looked vulnerable against Texas. Are Bama's weapons as bad as we maybe think they are? This Arkansas pass defense is awful. Bryce Young should be able to put up a lot of numbers. And then the final question, Aaron, is Alabama's defense as good as the numbers would have you believe? I mean, you look right now, brother. They're giving up 7.3 points per game, 201 yards per game. But last year, KJ Jefferson put it on him. That was a 42-35 game. Now, Traylon Burks went off, and he's gone. So, like, to me, look, as far as Arkansas goes, I think this is a lanyard game. They're expecting to lose, whatever. They still have Mississippi State, Auburn, LSU, Ole Miss, Mizzou. Like, those are the big games that they need to win. For Alabama, I think we're going to get a lot of questions answered about where their ceiling may actually be this year.
Yeah, I like Arkansas to keep this thing closer. I think this is a moment for KJ Jefferson to start working his way into possibly the first round. I think he has every tool you want. He's big, physical. Let's not forget, man, like if he doesn't fumble the ball at the 3-yard line and tries to be Superman last week, they may run away with that game. They're up 14-0, about to go 21-0 versus A&M. Fumble, return back for a touchdown. I think maybe I might have been mixed up the scores there, but whatever. Could have been a lot different game. I think they win if they're able to punch it there and kind of take the momentum. The thing turned around on them. A&M ends up winning. So this is a good Arkansas team. Not a lot of weaknesses besides that secondary. Their ability to run the ball with Rocket and Landers and Hasselwood on the outside, they're going to be able to take some shots. And let's not forget, what did Texas do versus Alabama? They took shots down the field.
Yeah.
They took advantage of some one-on-one opportunities. And KJ is a great throw of the ball down the field, whether it's post routes or go ball. So you're going to see some shots. because Alabama's not going to just allow him to run the ball into a light box. And I think they can take advantage of that. And then they're going to be able to get after Bryce. They have two of the best blitzing linebackers in all of America. And the great stat, once again for T-Bob, 20 sacks this year for Arkansas.
Yep.
They're going to disrupt Bryce over and over again, or at least that's going to be the plan. Don't allow those emerging receivers for Alabama get going. Make Bryce get the ball out of his hands now. And I think they can keep it close. I think Alabama wins the game. They're the better team. They got Bryce, and he's just been absolutely phenomenal this season. But I think KJ and those linebackers on defense can keep this thing close, especially at home. And they're doing a redout. Gonna get some red pom poms there in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna have some juice.
Interesting stat from Kirby's Visor in the chat here. In Bryce Young's last five regular season road games, Bama's only won by an average of 3 points. That is a bit odd. So that's kind of where that just kind of feed into my point though about like this is a fact finding mission on Alabama. And as far as Arkansas goes, just who is going to make up that Treylon Burks hole this year? I know they've been figuring out all year, but last year against the Tide, 8 catches, 180, 2 touchdowns. Okay, a lot of production to try to make up for. Let's start the NFL week off right with a no-sweat bet same-game parlay every Thursday from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's right. What's up? T-Bob here from Snaps, your new favorite college football show. Check it out if you haven't already. And I don't care if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account, because check it out. Every Thursday night, you'll get free bets back if your NFL same game parlay doesn't hit. Are you kidding me? Same game parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday this Thursday night. Okay, an awesome game. Tua and the Dolphins taking on Joey B and the Bengals. Dolphins undefeated. Looked awesome. Bengals struggled out the gate. Why are the Bengals favored by 3.5? It's stinky and me thinky. You should go with Cincy. Okay, so I'm going to do a little Cincy minus 3.5. Jamar Chase anytime touchdown score. Joe Burrow over 1.5 touchdowns. Nice and easy. 2-1 payday. You could do that with a no sweat bet. So what are you waiting for? You can build your own like I just did, or you can choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in the top rated FanDuel Sportsbook app. So check it out. Every single NFL Thursday, no sweat, same game parlay. Just sign up with the promo code SNAPS. If you already don't have an account, that's promo code SNAPS to get free bets back if your same game parlay does not hit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
JLab has something for everyone with earbuds and headphones that are as versatile as you are. Perfect for calls, listening to podcasts, and working out. They are built for every single moment. JLab is proud to partner with powerhouse college athletics. UCLA, Duke, Gonzaga, Indiana, St. John's, TCU, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Minnesota, San Diego State, and more. From lively tailgates to coaches play calling and courtside rivalries to college athletics NIL deals, JLab joins the action and connects with 182 million plus college sports fans nationwide. They're excited to partner with 17 D1 college schools, showcasing their passion and loyalty of fans and athletes across the United States. Whether creating cutting-edge tech products or pursuing athletic greatness, being the best takes hard work and commitment. JLab is proud to partner with schools who are showcasing the hard work, perseverance, and even the championship celebrations across all college sports. Use code SNAPS25 for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA for 21 and over adult consumers. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believed the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds. Bold flavor, full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. all proudly made right here in the USA. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out the store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Number three on our top five games of the week. A Big 12 battle. We talked about how fun the Big 12 is this year. There's no... you know, no dragon, no heavyweight team, but it doesn't feel like there's really a bad team either. And yep, this might be the two best teams, potentially. When you talk about Oklahoma State at Baylor, Air Murray, where are your thoughts at? Are you going to be sick him, or is Oklahoma State guns up, or is that Texas Tech?
I think that's Texas Tech, but we'll see if someone corrects us in the chat.
It's got like a cowboy mascot. You get the point.
Yeah. I like Baylor in this game. Oklahoma State just, they haven't played anyone yet. And I know everyone's, you know, really high on Spencer Sanders right now. These are the type of games where all of a sudden you see the turnover issue start to peek its head around. And that's something that's been, you know, really the issue of this offense in years past. And that's been his biggest issue is turning the ball over. So, you know, we know Baylor is going to be tremendous on defense. They're at home. Oklahoma State is, you know, hasn't been challenged this year. So it's not like they've been kind of put to the stress level. Then they get a bye. So I don't know if they're ready for this type of game yet, where we know Baylor's gone on the road. They've played BYU. They lost a close game there, 26-20. They've been stressed. They've been in tight situations. And I think that's going to show itself this weekend. If Baylor comes out knocking, if you know, say Spencer Sanders throws a pick early or a fumble or whatever it is, turns it over, how do they respond? Because they've yet to face adversity this season. So I like Baylor. I like what they're doing. I like Blake Shapen at quarterback, coming off a 3-touchdown game versus Iowa State last weekend. So give me them Bears at home. I think they get a big win, but I'm with you, man. The Big 12 is still a crapshoot. I still think Oklahoma State's a great football team. Regardless of what happens this weekend, they'll still be in contention just like everyone else besides West Virginia in that conference.
I mean, this is where it gets very odd, because I believe yesterday, I think I answered that. I think that Oklahoma State's the best team in the Big 12, but I don't know that I could pick them to win this game. And granted, that best team was kind of, it was a bit like maybe past the first serious test, as you point out. That's what this is. And even with the BYU loss, which hurt, Baylor looked so fantastic on the road in Ames against Matt Campbell and the Cyclones last week, that it is very hard for me to get away with it. So like, this game represents the Big 12 cannibalization that we were talking about. Even though Baylor has lost to BYU, I think they win this game. Look, the bottom line for me, Aaron, this becomes a question of, will the strength on strength or weakness on weakness battle reign supreme? And strength v strength, I have Spencer Sanders and that Baylor defense. Okay, the two best parts about each team. Who's going to come out on top there on the weakness versus weakness? And these are no relative terms. I have Blake Shapen against Oklahoma State. And I don't mean that disrespect against Oklahoma State's defense. And I don't mean that disrespectfully, because I really like what Shapen's been able to do under Grimes this year. And I really like Jeff Grimes as an OC. I think that Oklahoma State's defense, I mean, they were so great last year. I think they're still pretty good. I think I'm just having a really hard time shaking the Derek Mason performance against Western Michigan. So in a close one, they're at home. Sick 'em. I end up leaning the Bears here. I think Baylor gets it done. I still like Oklahoma State, but I think Baylor gets it done. Number two on this list, Aaron. Now, this game's crazy, because to me, this game may answer one of the other questions we asked yesterday. The winner of this next game may be the actual fourth best team in the country. And I'm talking about Clemson or NC State. In fact, if Clemson wins this game convincingly, like if they actually make a statement here, I would almost for sure grant them that title of fourth best in the country. How do you feel about the Wolfpack taking on the Tigers?
I think this is the Tigers' moment to continue to build some momentum. Like I'm cautiously sipping on the DJU Kool-Aid right now, just very cautiously, because I said it earlier in the week, like I want to see him do it two or three times in a row to really feel confident. Like, yes, DJU is a legitimate quarterback. Yes, this offense is for real, or at least good enough to be a complement to what we know there are on defense. And you look at the stats though this year for him, 10 touchdowns, one interception. They're at home. The weapons on the outside are looking better. The run game's looking better for Clemson. And I just had a feeling last week, I said it, that going against that Wake Forest offense, which is an absolute pain in the ass to go against, they were going to struggle. It essentially eliminated the front seven for that talented front seven there for the Tigers. So I think they're going to be essentially, their pride was kind of poked at a little bit last week, because this was a team that was saying, hey, we're the top defense in the country. Ain't no one going to score on us. And then you get 40 points put up against, you know, Wake Forest put up against you. So I think you're going to see a defense that's pissed off, ready to go, ready to show us why they are so highly touted heading into the season. And I do believe DJU is going to continue moving in the right direction, because I think he is talented. I think this is going to be the game that we're like, okay, last week wasn't just a fluke. This kid does have it. So I like Clemson to make a major statement win against NC State this weekend.
You know, I got two major questions for this game, like you're talking about the Uiagalelei. This NC State defense, like as good as last week was, and Wake Forest defense has some nice numbers around it, but I mean they're not good. They're not good. I don't want to misspeak here, right? This NC State defense is damn good. They return everybody from last year. They're number one in the conference right now against FBS opponents giving up under 15 points a game, right? So doing it against Wake, one thing. If DJU does it against this defense, yeah, okay, then I feel you, man. Then all of a sudden Clemson leaps back into, okay, yes, they are Clemson once again. But the one thing that's holding them back from being Clemson right now isn't even actually as much DJU. It's that pass defense. Clemson's pass defense is shockingly bad right now, like both in terms of raw stats and if you look at like analytics, like success rate and all that. No, like they are very bad. And what's wild to me is, if you had told me this preseason, I would have said, okay, NC State wins for sure. Like Devin Leary last year was incredible. 35 touchdowns to just five picks, 286 yards a game. He was great. Devin Leary has not built off of that this year though. And Aaron, I don't know if you have any insight there, but it's over 50 yards less per game this year. Touchdown to pick ratio is 9-2. So that's still very good. Yeah. Maybe slightly worse than last year, but it's not even the raw numbers. When I have watched Devin Leary play this year, he just hasn't felt threatening at all. There hasn't felt like there's been a lot of rhythm. It's been very kind of clunky versus what I expected. Like, have you seen anything as to why he stepped back? And do you think he can take advantage of this Clemson defense?
Listen, I don't think there's anything that really glares out to me of like why he stepped back. But I will say this, like I do think that there's talent on that secondary for Clemson. And it goes back once again, we're judging this Clemson defense just based on last week and what we saw versus Wake Forest. And I think we need to more focus on how good Wake Forest was, especially the passing attack. And I said it a couple of days ago, like, you know, the way they were able to essentially hold off that zone read or RPO, I guess you'd call it, the run pass option with Sam Hartman. I mean, you're forcing those DBs essentially on an island. There's a lot of cover four. Those safeties were coming up in run support, and Sam was holding it for 3, 4, 5 seconds. That's a long time. That's a long time for a DB to be essentially in man-to-man coverage. So that is... I'm not doubting Clemson's defense. I will more focus on just how tough and unique of a challenge it is to essentially face Wake Forest and on the road too. So fair. I think being at home, I think the crowd is, I think Clemson fans right now, after watching DJU perform last week, have a sudden new belief that, yeah, we do belong inside the top four. Yes, we are a playoff team. I think they're going to be there. They're going to be loud. They're going to be energetic. They're going to be ready to go. And obviously, we know crowd noise in there in Tiger Stadium is, or Death Valley 2.0, whatever, whichever one's Death Valley. Is going to assist this defense perform at a higher level. So I'll focus more on that because I do think they're talented on the back end.
Maybe I'm still feeling burned by the East Carolina game, but I feel like Clemson wins this game. We'll see.
Yeah.
Number one on the list, Air Murray. An SEC battle. Couple of top 15 teams going toe-to-toe as the Kentucky Wildcats travel on the road to take on the Ole Miss Rebel Black Bears. And let's be clear about this, Aaron. This is a line in the sand game. Not just for the SEC, East versus West. Not just for the fan bases of both teams. Not just for the SEC. This is a line in the sand game for humanity itself. This is the Man versus Machine Bowl. Right now, the machines love Ole Miss. The AP poll, not as much. The complete opposite is true with Kentucky, where the AP poll, us human beings, we say, that's a damn good team. And the computers tell us, I don't know, dude. I don't think it's as good as you think. And so when I look at this game, we've already lost the battle in the movie Terminator, okay? We lost the battle when it comes to chess. We can no longer beat the machines. We've lost the battle when it came to financial markets. As human beings, we desperately need this win, okay? Because soon our entire world is going to be dominated by Papa Bezos AI robots controlling every single aspect of our lives. And this right here, this Saturday, is where us human beings make our stand. So understand this. If you stand with Ole Miss, if you cheer for the Rebels here, you might as well implant a chip in your ass because you've gone full cyborg. Whereas if you stand with Stoops and Kentucky, you are standing side by side, Morpheus and Neo and everybody else who would rise up against machine oppression, okay? So I'm rolling with the Wildcats, dude. I don't buy Ole Miss. Rodriguez back. Porous Ole Miss run defense. Kentucky's going to run over him. Let's go, Cats.
I love it. I'm with you, man. I think you look at last week, Ole Miss struggled mightily versus Tulsa. 260 yards rushing given up. That should not happen. And I know Kentucky has not been great against the run this year, but you said it. Chris Rodriguez is back. I think that's going to ignite this offense and get them excited, knowing that one of the premier backs in the SEC is ready to go. He's fresh. I just hope he doesn't try to do too much. That's when turnovers start to happen. But you know, you got a dynamic backfield with him and Will Levis, who we know is an extremely capable and willing runner as well. But I am buying Ole Miss a little bit. I do think this is a good Ole Miss team. I love their offense. They got everything you want from receivers to Jackson Dart to, I think, the two best running back tandem or the best running back tandem in the SEC, Trigg at tight end, a talented O-line. Like, this is a great offense, and they're going to get better and better the more Jackson Dart gets comfortable in the system. I just worry about the defense. It just scares me how soft they were last week. And you know, what does Stoops want to do? He wants to be a bully. He wants to dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. I think they're going to try and impose their will against this defense this week, and I think they're going to be able to. I really do. I think they're going to be able to have a hell of a game running the football, eating up the clock, taking the ball out of Ole Miss's hands on the other side. I think it's close. I think it's like a 6.5-point spread. I think it may or may not be on tomorrow's show, so tune in. I'll do a little teaser for that one. But I guess go Kentucky. So I guess I am kind of giving it away there. So
it's all good, dude. I mean, look, I think the producer in Brum would tell us that, like, I think if Brum had his way, we would talk like whatever Alabama or Texas topic it is, both at the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. Right. So I don't think repeating really matters.
I wouldn't be surprised whoever wins this game. So I'll say this, like, I think this is going to be one of the best games of the weekend. Like, I would not be shocked if Kentucky won. I wouldn't be shocked if Ole Miss won. Like, I think both are
now we're cooking
top five teams in the SEC. But if you put my foot to the fire,
ultimate,
let's go Stoops.
That is the ultimate cover all your bases right there. Look, I want to be surprised. Mm-hmm. I could form an argument where either team could win this game. That's all I'm saying, dude. I see the path for both to win. So we're going to have to have the game be played.
We're going to learn tomorrow
Or 2 days from now. In all seriousness, it's a great matchup. It is a coin flip, but I think Kentucky wins. I really do. And if Ole Miss wins, then I will be prepared to eat crow. And obviously their hype train, like Ole Miss right now is basically, isn't there a term in physics called like potential energy? And it's kind of like the stored energy of an object just has to be released. That is Ole Miss. They've looked so good against lesser opponents that they feel like their hype train has all this potential energy. And if they are to win at home Saturday against Kentucky, well then, I mean, the race is on. And all of a sudden, Lane Kiffin's a talk of the town. Ole Miss is in the top 10, and they are the second best team in the SEC West, maybe third best team in the SEC. We go see. Yep. And I can't wait. And we love college football and snaps. That's why we're so excited. In fact, we love it so much that we have to go because Aaron Murray has to go call a college football game for ESPN on the SEC Network. So check him out tonight, y'all. South Carolina, South Carolina State. Aaron loves the Cox. There's nowhere that he would rather be than in that stadium.
It's a great Thursday night. Aaron, great Thursday night.
Hell yes. Did you have a great time tonight? Send us a video of Sandstorm if you can.
I will. And everyone, make sure you tune in tomorrow. I will continue to make you money. So come on.
Yes, best bets tomorrow. Snaps after dark Saturday night. Hopefully you'll catch me fresh off celebrating LSU dismantling the Auburn Tigers. Georgia, you got to be a little worried. Got Mizzou this weekend. We'll see. Could get a little sketchy. I got to get through it. Hey, thank you to Ryan Brumley, our excellent producer. Thank you to the Volume Sports YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. Thank you to FanDuel. Promo code SNAPS if you're just signing up. They got great deals every single week, y'all. It's very worth it. And as always, thank you to Papa Colin Cowherd for making this show a reality. And thank you to you, the listeners, everybody hanging out in chat. We love y'all. Please share the show with your friends if you enjoy it. Subscribe to the pod, rate, review it. All of these things help out your boys. And we will see y'all tomorrow for Best Bets and Saturday night for a little late night snaps. Y'all have a great day.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.